It means I can discern right from wrong. I can discern when I'm being good and loving and when I'm being nasty and selfish and narcissistic, right? I can discern it and I can change myself. It means I have the power of activating my will to fashion my being in the world in accord with the Tao, with the will of God, with the archetype of goodness that has been given to me, that I know inside I must act in accord with if I'm going to be authentic. And so the intellect understands that and understands when one is betraying oneself by acting in a lower way that isn't worthy of one's true nature.
Okay, and so intellectual, like if somebody is well, that helps, but the intellect, like I guess growing and learning, you're ultimately growing and learning to be in one with God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's the reason of using your intellect and using it.
Yes, because God is who you ultimately are. Right? So you want to know who you are. What else would you want to learn except who you are and what you're capable of? What is possible for me? I can't know what is possible for me until I know the fullness of who I am. If I think I'm just this bodily creature who was born at a certain time of a certain set of parents, etc., then I don't know my eternal nature. I don't know the fact that I was present at the creation and was a ray of God's light that came down and was here in order to bring the light of God into the world. And I won't know that it's time to return to that light now and to transmit it into the world. So if I don't know that, I don't know why I'm here and what I'm doing, then I'm lost. And if I'm a lost soul, I'm going to suffer. I'm going to make mistakes. My intelligence will not be able to operate correctly. My moral compass won't be accurate. I'll do things for the wrong reasons. Because I'm not connected to God, I'll need to attach to other people for my security, and I'll never be able to grow into my full nobility of being. Right? Okay. You have to be very strong to speak the truth in this world, especially to people who don't want to hear it. And they're usually in your own family. So you have to be connected to God in order to be able to relate to people without giving in and collapsing and pretending and, kissing ass when you should be speaking truth to power. Until you can do that, you can't live in a true way. So gaining that courage and the intelligence that you are accurate, you're not just in master's discourse and trying to dominate the other with rhetoric, but you are actually in a place in which your heart is open and you're coming from a true center of wisdom within you. Until you can do that, you're not fully human, as he said. So to be human means your divine nature has to have been unified in your conscious self, not just that you love God as another and pray five times a day if you're a Muslim and all of that. No, it's not that. It's that you have become one with God. Okay. Okay, anyone else? Last call? Going once? Going twice. Sold. I hope you're all sold on needing to follow the Tao and return to your God consciousness and become the empowered divine beings that God created you to be, so that we can manifest a heavenly world on this earth plane that has been ruined by our having fallen into shrunken versions of ourself and have failed to embody the full, infinite, eternal truth of our nature. And may we now return to that nature with joy, with bliss, with the goodness of our heart fully open and vulnerable and able to be loving even when we don't get love back, and to have that love unconditionally for demons as well as angels, and to be completely unafraid and completely open to whatever will occur that brings life and death and eternity into our evolutionary process toward ever closer realization of our infinite nature and the final fulfillment of the liberated realization that we were never born at all, that this is only a dream in God's mind, and we have never left that infinite light that is manifesting this dream, but we are here as the authors, not the characters in it, and to live in that full empowerment to change the script to accord with the will of God in its fullness. Namaste. Mm-hmm.